It's that time of year when the Memphis air becomes heavy with the smell of barbecue. Today on WKNO's Culture Desk, we hear from two competitors at this year's Memphis in May World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest.
I'm Wayne Boot, the pitmaster for the Red Hot Smokers.
I'm Paul Holden, the pitmaster with Willingham's.
Well, Memphis barbecue, you know, it's old school cooking, you know what I'm talking about?
It's going back to our primitive roots of meat and fire and seeing what we can do with it.
You got to trim the meat, baste it, inject it, and watch the temperature. Make sure it stays 200, 225, not cook it too hot or not cook it too low.
A lot of these guys are like us, right? They're full-time, normal day jobs, doctors, lawyers, mechanics, plumbers, you name it.
I got a drywall company. I hang sheetrock.
I'm a chief information officer for a large insurance carrier.
And people ask me all the time, when are you going to start your own restaurant? Everybody I talk to owns a restaurant. I work 60, 80 hours a week. That's not for me.
Being a technology guy, right, of course, I'm going through all the analytical computations of every score that has come out. My wife makes fun of me. I have spreadsheets galore of, this is what I scored last time on ribs or chicken or whatever it happened to be. And why didn't we improve? It was better.
When I first started, I thought you just put it on the grill and leave it and come back in the morning. It was done. But we found out the hard way. No, you got to stay with the grill.
You know, we share information back and forth, maybe not that little secret ingredient.
If you can learn everybody's secrets, that's when you can be the best.
You can learn how to cook. You can pick all your smoke flavors and hickory and apple and you name it. But at the end of the day, it's a balance.
If you win this thing, you are one of the best.
Wayne Booth and Paul Holden are cooking today in Tom Lee Park. If you're hungry, visit memphisinmay.org.